Bang bang, what is up, you guys? Welcome to volume 32 of Scrump and Drew's Music Box. I'm, of course, Scrump.
I'm, of course, Drew.
It's WrestleMania week, Drew.
And yeah, it is.
As you know, I am not spending it with one Steve Feese. It was too expensive to fly. I was like, get any discounted flights on any of those Boeing airplanes instead? Like, oh, that's fine. I'll fucking,
yeah.
You know, like if it would have been like half off, they're like, hey, listen, half off if you want to get on a Boeing. 100% I would have fucking. Are you kidding me? Would have jumped right on there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, that's not the case. I am instead back home, back in my studio apartment in Chicago, Illinois. Funny enough, actually discussing a wrestling trip. More to come later, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know if one of us might have already bought that fucking $30 plane ticket.
I'm waiting on confirmation from somebody else.
Okay.
Because I might have to kill a day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or a night.
Oh, yeah. After Hours Drew. Welcome to After Hours Drew with your
That's
host,
right.
Drew Kissler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there won't be any After Hours talk on this. Instead, again, with it being WrestleMania is this weekend, you know?
Yeah.
But I figured it would be fun for us to do our, you know, some WrestleMania theme songs.
Yeah.
As, it's funny, all the ones that you picked were actually like honorable mentions that I would have, first off, there's one in particular that was first draft, because I, you know, my favorite WrestleMania is WrestleMania 21. So I was just like, oh yeah, this one. Like, I've been listening to it since Sunday. I've been listening to this song, and
okay,
it has such an emotional resonation with me. Like, dude, how I told you that fucking Back in Chicago song has,
yeah,
it's that times like double or triple, literally, because,
okay,
and we'll get into it when we get into it, but
yeah.
Yeah, not that many great WrestleMania songs, honestly. WrestleMania, dude, theme songs, and yeah, and to be fair, like all the weekend ones that we've already covered. So it's like, all right, yeah, we can't really do those.
So like, that was one I was like, I think it was the one of the ones from one of the Tampa ones, right? And I was like, Blinding Lights, I think it was, and I was like, fuck, like I feel like we've covered a couple weekend songs on here, so I don't even know if we've picked this one or not. So I was like, I'm just gonna skip the weekend.
Well, I mean, you're in.
Like, we've talked to him about him enough. Yeah, but I was just in general. I was like, let's get some people. Like, one of them, like that I picked. Like, I like them. I don't know if I'd ever put them on here, but like,
Tiny Tempo.
I will for this. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's funny with Russell, because again, with me, the first WrestleMania, I first start watching WrestleMania, the Go Home SmackDown before WrestleMania 20.
Okay.
And then sort of had to make my way backwards via the magazines, books, fucking just anything I could find. But the first WrestleMania that I remember, like, specifically is 21, which I think, again, that's why. And it's also a very good Mania for me. Like, I think that's, like, one of the stronger ones that they've had. Like, just beginning from bottom to top. It's a great card.
Yeah.
Especially Akebono versus Big Show, you know? That's exactly the one that sticks out in everyone's memory.
Well, I almost wanted to pick one of the Jim Johnson ones from, like, the early, like, 1 through 15.
I mean, you could have, but that's the thing, at least for me, on this, is they all have a memory, you know? I mean, one just is kind of just cool. So two out of the three have a very, you know, resonate with me, because I've been to a good amount of Manias, but of those, like, you know, there's only so many of those theme songs that I didn't just get fucking sick and tired of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, how many have you been to WrestleMania? All right, yeah, I know we were at the same one.
Yes.
We just didn't even know each
other.
The
ones you took the song for, and I was like, well,
You like, could have taken it. I would have.
He took one that I would, the one I was at, and then like the one that I was like, as I'm going through the songs, I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. What the fuck is this song? And then I look and I'm like, it's the one he fucking picked. but I, you know, I was able to find some other ones. But yeah, that's been the only one. We were supposed to go to whatever the fuck 35, I think it was the first Tampa one. And then like it got shut down. So and then like when the second one, I was like, yeah, I still don't like want to do crowds. So let's not do that. So hopefully, I mean, maybe one day it'll come back to the Sunshine State and we'll get there.
I mean, it was there like every other year, you know.
I know.
Yeah,
Actually, you know, and just before we get out of it, so that specific one, 33, you know, we talked about like. I did go back and look at one point for like my WrestleCon photos, and I didn't see a Young Scrump anywhere. But and I'd have to see what day he went, but the Cheese recently posted a picture of him meeting Colt at that WrestleCon. Well, at a WrestleCon, and I'm pretty sure it's that one. And I was like, man, like if I had a fucking picture somewhere with the fucking Cheese in the background, like I was gonna lose my shit. Like that'd be amazing.
It's like one of those where it's like, here's a picture of me and my family, and in the background is my wife.
Yeah, exactly. So but man, also Cheese, man, that dude is he's like on every fucking NWA taping now, so He's powering it up.
I was bummed out that I was busy that like that day that he was here, because it was the same week that you guys were here. He's like, are you free this day? And I was like, nope, that is literally the one day I'm not free. Yeah. I was like, unfortunately. that particular WrestleCon in which you're mentioning, of course, one of my favorite memories in that it was that weekend just as a whole. Because it was my cousin Sylvia. She still worked there, which I think I'm going to get Sylvia on here. Because
on the music box?
No, on the Patreon in particular. Because I have a plan as of now. Because of course, it's a new month. It's a new Patreon month, you know. But I'm always planning ahead, of course. And with May, I thought it'd be fun to do an anime month.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure I heard that somewhere. But like, and I was trying to switch it up. Like, I didn't want to do all Disney movies, you know. Again, tentatively scheduled right now. Card subject to change was Who Framed Roger Rabbit with me, you, and Andy, Coraline, the Lego Movie, Shrek, and I was like, what else? Okay, you know, just sort of switching it up, and I thought of Pokemon the movie. And I was like, because I think I've already done a review of that over with the Up Next Boys.
Okay.
But honestly, that might even be like back when they were still with fucking with the law. Like it's been a while, but also, God, dude, the amount of times my poor aunt and uncle that had to sit through me, Sylvia, and our siblings fucking singing that fucking soundtrack, like. Oh my God, just over and over in the living room, you know, like, so I was like, oh, maybe it'll be fun to get her on here to do that. I mean, she went to Full Sail University. She's a film major and all that stuff. So I'm like, oh, we should get her. So of course I'm like, the first movie we should talk about is Pokemon the movie.
Right.
But I just have to reach out to her first. So more to come on that. But,
that's just your reminder to sign up for the Patreon. Patreon.com/PWCast.
Yeah. She worked down at Universal, and I went down there. I was staying. It was me, Matt Nix, Castro. It was my first time hanging out with Castro. I mean, now I've known him since then. You know, he works here.
Yeah.
And Alex Olson and Craig Mitchell. You know, just a bunch of our friends. And I was
Hardcore legend Alex Olson.
Hardcore legend Alex Olson, dude.
Okay.
But I remember before they got there, before Olson and Craig got there, it was me, Castro, and Nick. We went to Universal. My cousin got me and Nick like free park passes. And all the three of us bought a separate one just so that, you know, we're like, well, let's all chip in so that Castro can also come along. Now I would have told Castro, you go find your own way, buddy. I'm kidding. I love Castro. But I was running on literally 3 hours of sleep, and amusement parks fucking take a lot out of you, especially when you're going to both. So I remember we were on not Island of Adventure, but like the main park. I was fucking tired, dude. I was tired. I was falling asleep. And then we go to Island of Adventure, and at one point, or whichever one has Jurassic Park, I remember we're like on the Spider-Man ride, and I'm like fucking falling asleep, and that thing fucking shakes you, moves you all over, and I'm fucking falling asleep. At one point, we go by the Jurassic Park area, and I was like, yo, they're like, oh, we're gonna grab some food. I was like, all right, I'm gonna go fucking sit at this table. I go to this table, I put my head down, and I immediately like, oh shit, like I fell asleep for a few seconds, and they're just sitting there, and I'm like, I thought you guys were gonna get food. They're like, yeah, that was an hour ago. You've been sleeping for like an hour and a half. I was like, why didn't you guys wake me up? They're like, we tried. Like, I was just out of it. And then
you realized that never mind. I was gonna say, you realized the amusement park wasn't real.
Yeah, no, it wasn't real.
That's for another episode, though.
But no, and then I forgot what we were waiting in line for, and I was just like, I need to go. I need to go back to the fucking hotel. I was like, we need to go back to the timeshare. They're like, well, I was like, I can't. I'm too tired. I was like, you guys fucking knock yourselves out. I've been here before. I was like, and I remember like, it's such a fucking long way from the entrance to get out of the park. And I'm just like slogging along. And as I'm outside waiting for an Uber, I accidentally step on a lizard's head and kill him. And I felt really bad. But at some point that weekend, we're going to WrestleCon just to tie it up.
For those who maybe, because apparently this is something that's weird to people who like, now, obviously, I mean, I'm not from here either, but like that there are just fucking lizards everywhere.
Oh, I fucking hate it.
Like, people are like, oh my God, they're like, there's a lizard. And it's like, yeah, they're everywhere. They're like fucking ants here. Like, so it may seem crazy, and you may be thinking like a fucking iguana. Like, no, it's just this little lizard that's like maybe size of your finger. Like, they're around. Little dinosaurs.
Yeah, the worst I got to deal with here is a bunch of snakes.
Exactly.
But no, remember we're going to WrestleCon. Or no, we were at WrestleCon, and then we're going over to the WWE one, whatever the fuck that thing's called. And
Access.
And as we're walking, we run into Eric Bischoff, and he's like, hey, he goes, can you boys help me? He's like, I don't know where I'm going. And we're like, yeah, for sure, man. And so we're just like walking with him.
Wait, did he know?
You had no idea who we were. Oh. He just asked for fucking help. And it's like the five of us were like, okay. And we just walk into, you know, we're like walking with him. And it's funny because people are like, oh my God, Eric, can I get a picture? He's just like, nope. He just keeps fucking walking. Like, he is just like politely turning down all these people. And in that course, we're like, oh, you know, we work for pro wrestling tees and stuff like that. So we become friendly. And again, it's through that then that we go and we enter WrestleCon.
He's probably like, God damn it, fucking. I get a bunch of fucking marks. Like, well, no, because
he had.
I guess everybody there would have been.
Yeah, but he also had a store with us, so he was familiar. And we wound up getting into, we wound up getting into Access via our WrestleCon badges. We're just walking with him, and he's like, "I'm part of the show." And we're like, "Yeah," and they're like, "Okay." They didn't fucking care. It was pretty awesome. But yeah, that is all to say. Again, WrestleMania weekend, and so we figured.
So what? Wait. So what day did you go to Access?
I don't know. We were there for.
Like, it wasn't the day of Mania, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because we were there for a few days. This was This was like a 4 or 5 day ordeal because we had Nick's parents' timeshare for like 2 or 3 nights. And I remember that specifically because when we were down there, we went to Walmart and we bought, it was a carton of like 64 eggs. And so we bought that and we bought a bunch of other food. Like, we bought frozen pizzas, bacon, eggs, hamburgers, because we were like, well, we'll save money. We'll fucking eat all this.
And it was gone the first morning.
No, not at all. It was too much. It was too much food. And then we had to leave. And we didn't know where we were going to stay. We didn't know what the plan was. We figured we'll figure it out. Terrible fucking planning, by the way. But also, this is, what, 7 years ago? So
this is so funny because I literally just watched a video with, like, what the fuck is one dude, Jordan Thee Stallion. And he's like, it's like, the beginning of the video is like, you know, like, there's some girl and she was saying, like, nothing's more like, I don't know what it's like to be a guy on a trip or a guy's trip or something like to that extent of like, you know, there must be all this crazy stuff. And he's like, let me tell you something. He's like, a guy's trip is pure chaos. Nobody plans anything. Everything is done last minute. Like, he's like, you're figuring out what you're doing about a half hour before you do it. And that's exactly what you're explaining to me right now.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was. And we wound up meeting up with, and no relation to Castro, but the Castros, a friends, some friends of ours, you know, they're married, and them and their other friends had this giant Airbnb. Like, literally, there was enough guest rooms for, or guest beds for all of us. And they wound up letting us crash there with them, which was super nice of them. They didn't have to, but it was super nice of them. They let us do it anyway. And had we known this, well, we would have brought all the food with us, you know, woken up the next morning, made them breakfast. Instead, what we did was we cooked as much food as we could. And then with the remaining eggs, we were just throwing them at a tree outside. There was just a lone tree. And it was just like, hey, you think you hit that tree with an egg? And we're just sitting there throwing. Mind you, this is like a timeshare the Knicks parents have. They still have it. Thankfully, they didn't, you know, get it taken away from them. But yeah, Nick recalled telling that story to his mom. She was like, what the fuck? Like, why were you just throwing eggs? We're like, well, because we purchased 64 eggs and we wanted to see who could hit the tree. But yeah, that was a few years ago.
Little boy shit.
A little boy shit. Yeah. That was a few years ago. This year, though, the year we're covering is actually a few more years prior to that.
Okay.
1976, Drew.
Now we return to the 70s.
Yeah, man. Wait,
didn't we already do 76?
No, we've been into the 70s, but we have
not. I thought I made a joke before about, like, the bicentennial. You asked what I was doing, and I was like, prepping for the bicentennial. Maybe that was 75.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is 70. This is 77.
Okay.
1977, a year after the bicentennial.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think either of us are doing much.
No.
But if we would have been...
Actually, my oldest brother would have been just a little... he would have been, you know, just floating in my mom.
Don't say that. That's weird. Which, floating in your mom. Which you're floating in your dad.
Yeah.
Wait, which one of them is the older one?
Derek.
So, okay, so Derek is the oldest.
Yeah.
And then you're a little baby.
I'm just a little baby, yeah.
Well, you know what Derek might have been listening to with your parents? Yeah. And there are, well, actually, if your mom had
the headphones on the belly.
Yeah, if your mom had the headphones on the belly, which is funny because this is a group I've been wanting to pick for a while, but I figured I would wait because I was like, well, once we get to the 70s, 100%, you know, we're going to be talking to these people. And, of course, some of my favorite Europeans in ABBA. With Dancing Queen. Great song.
It is a great song.
Oh, yeah. Reminds me of there's that episode of that 70s show where they, I think it's Fernando.
Oh, yeah.
Still, great fucking song.
Yeah, they had a fucking, that's one of those, like, when you put the greatest hits together, you're like, huh. I know way more than I should, I feel like.
Yeah, and like, I know, what's that movie? There's that movie that has a bunch of their songs, but I've never watched it.
Oh, the musical set to that.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, that's right.
Yeah, I don't like musicals. So I've never watched it, but I know. Like, my mom would listen to a lot of ABBA. should we listen to this and then, you know, Fernando? But no, I'm a big fan of ABBA.
Yeah. They slap. They slay.
Excellent fucking singers too. There's one of the songs that I've been wanting to put on here that, oh, I guess I won't reveal, but there's a song, there's a video. I was watching a video of them singing said song. I don't know why it's so cryptic, but I was just like, wow, like these ladies can sing.
Yeah, and actually there's the, I think, I just want to verify that's what it is.
You're like, Europe is a country.
Yeah, it's ABBA. Okay. The one song I like by Fozzy is their,
oh god,
is their cover of SOS. Like it's like, because it's a well-written song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it doesn't matter who it is. Like, you, hey, listen, can't really fuck it up.
You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed to be a Chris Jericho fan, dude.
Oh, I like Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I bet you. I mean, where were you on January 6th?
He's made some fucking questionable choices lately. Well, probably his whole life, but as a wrestler, he's great. He's just, you know, he's just always.
Dude, he's got, Wes is for sure going to message us both right now.
Yeah, he's got super fucking dad energy, like super like, hey guys, I'm cool too, right? Like it's like. When he would do his version of Talking Shop on his podcast, oof, like he was just like I remember those guys that would fucking, they would tell a story and be like, you weren't there. Like, and I feel like that's because he wanted to be in on the joke, and like he would do that too. Like he'd come up with his own characters, and it's like, yeah, you're not as funny as Gallows and Anderson. Like, I'm sorry. Like, when those two have had a few popskis, like, you can't beat them.
Yeah, it was very much, like you said, dad energy. Like, it just always reminded me of the 30 Rock meme with fucking, what's his face? It's like, hello, fellow kids.
Oh, yes, yeah.
God, what's
fellow
his name?
Fellow Titans or whatever. That's Baldwin, right?
Yeah, but no, the actor. It's not Baldwin. It's he's in all the Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, Buscemi.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Love is Steve Buscemi.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, man, you know, that's fucking that's ABBA. Again, great fucking song. This next one, at least off the bat, not too familiar with it. And on the cover, the guy kind of looks like Steve Buscemi. But number two, Drew, would have been Don't Give Up On Us by David Soul.
I don't know if I know it either.
Yeah, maybe once it starts playing.
Feels like it's from a Disney song.
I very much got Disney vibes. I've always said these kind of songs, man, like
yeah,
very powerful. Like there's
yeah,
I forgot who sings it. I don't think it's the Isley Brothers, but it's like I know you wanna leave, but please don't let me go. And it's just like, ah, oh, man, I've been there. You know,
yeah, good on this guy for getting a fucking number two hit, though.
I wonder if she came back.
Yeah, I know, that's such a fun game to play now. Like, what do I know she's up to now? She's probably dead.
I mean, both these people are probably dead. But I mean, yeah, I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum, where, you know, getting the song written about you.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't bad. It's not offensive.
No. No, it's not offensive. It's like Drake. It's just not for me.
That's gonna be my thing. Convert you. Convert you the way I was converted. Out of spite.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, Scrump's gonna call me like, Drew, I have to tell you something. Dude, like, who did you fuck, Scrump?
I'm telling you, dude. Like, that was our first time seeing each other in so many months. I mean, we break up in...
Yeah.
January 14th. And that was, like, right around Thanksgiving, and I'm just like, oh, man. So awkward. And to open up the conversation that way, like, fuck you. Yeah. I did something I have to tell you. I'm like, oh, great. You're pregnant. Is it mine?
Kind of a fun way. I respect that.
Well,
I like to do that to people.
Yeah, you're both like, white passing Latinas, so it makes fucking sense.
That's true. I think I'm the opposite way around, though. I'm a Latino passing white man.
My favorite Mexican.
Great. Yeah, that's one thing I love to do is just like set up somebody like the wrong way, though. Like, so I would play that game.
I like bits. There's little bits that I do. Like, there's I don't know if I should give it away on here. Like, on first dates, there's usual bits. Where, you know, either first dates or just like accompanying dates where it's just like, I'm not gonna do it all at once. Last thing I want to do is be accused of love bombing when it's just like, no, I'm just trying to fucking, you know, trying to one up myself or trying to stand out from the competition.
I do know one of your bits. I think you've talked about it on air before.
Which one?
Yeah, the movie theater. And you, it's for our kid. The kid's meal.
No, I don't. What was this?
You said before, like, you'd go to the concession stand and you'd get like the kid's meal package because it was like a little bit of everything. You're like, yeah, that's for our kid.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, like if I'm with a girl, I mean, I'll still do it when I'm by myself and just like, yeah, I'm one kid's meal. And they never say, you know, like as if the 17-year-old fucking cares. Yeah. No, yeah, this is usually like in a relationship. I mean, listen, there was a thing where it's like, how many dates does it take for you to fall in love? And it's like two, but that's only to confirm that I was right on the first date when I fell in love. And I'm like, yeah that's me, of course.
Yeah.
No, that is a bit though that I'll play. And it's like when I am dating a girl, we go to movie theaters, and I'll be like, yeah, look at this kids meal for our child. And I'm just like, oh, I gotta stop. And I'm like, I'll put a baby in you right now. Just kidding. You gotta wait to be financially responsible, guys. Don't have babies if you can't afford them.
Scrump after dark.
I mean, fucking every episode, Scrump After Dark, really. So with my first, so it's funny because with this first song, it's off of WrestleMania that I don't give a fuck about. Like, there are certain WrestleManias where...
This is your pick?
My first one, yes.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So I believe it's off WrestleMania 17, which, again, I will say...
WrestleMania,
don't care for it. Everyone fucking vigorously jerks. Oh, it's the best. Don't care for it. I feel like it's one of the most overrated fucking cards. Like, it's fine. I would confidently say there's like so many better WrestleManias than it. I would say probably fucking 18 is better card than 17. Like, people praise 17 so bad. I'm like, it's not. It's just on paper it looks good, but like, I don't know. I despise everything Attitude Era, though, so that makes for it. But what I do fucking appreciate, Drew, is a good fucking promo, a good fucking vignette. And again, I'm not even a fan of this band. But, and so I always just avoided watching the video for Austin and The Rock, and then one day just stumbled across it. And now, dude, this gets me fucking hyped up. And of course, I'm talking about My Way with Limp Bizkit. Dude, it just, I know you're a huge fan of Limp Bizkit too, so I'm sure this has the same effect on you.
I was gonna do a fucking leave. I was about to click leave, like, just as a bit. But I was like, well, fuck, I don't want him to like stop the show or anything. But yeah, dude, it's
like, I don't know if you've seen it. What I know, my new favorite things that I see, like, with wrestling nerds, is they'll be at Limp Bizkit concerts, like, on their phone, like, someone will be recording them watching the promo, as like they're performing the song. And
that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. And literally just today I posted a TikTok that was like it's these two little Mexican kids. Fuck, I might have expired already, but it was like it expired. It's like them recreating the promo or whatever. But yeah, dude, again, don't care for Limp Bizkit, but for whatever reason, this song just like, and I think it's because of the epicness of that video. Like, I don't like The Rocker.
Don't give me, that's one of my, like, don't worry, it's a good artist. Like, it's a good song and everything. But, like, to me, like, when I re-listened, I was like, oh, yeah, I do remember this fucking promo. Yeah, it does add a lot to those things.
And I think that's, like, what, it's, you know, sells me. Yeah. I've seen the match. It's an okay match.
You know, like I just posted that, the Eddie tribute video. Like, again, dog shit song, but, like, you can't now watch that and be like, fuck.
Yeah, and again, I have no real sort of emotional resonance to this, other than I just think it's a fucking, like, it hypes me up, you know?
Yeah.
Because, again, you watch that, it's a very good fucking thing, but both of them just fucking, you know? And I understand the cultural significance of they, you know, were the top two fucking wrestlers. Like, I like Austin, don't really care for The Rock. So to me, it's more of like, yeah, fucking Austin, beat the shit out of this nerd. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't this the Mania where he turns heel? Like, he aligns with Vince McMahon?
Yes, yes. This is the turn. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, crazy that.
No, I agree. Where I, because this is also like, I basically just stopped watching at this point, and then I don't get back in until one of my later picks. So there's a good chunk there that I missed and I had to go back on, and like, that's the same thing I always heard, was like, this is like top ranked WrestleMania, and I'm watching it and I'm like, good,
yeah,
greatest, I don't know,
definitely not.
Yeah.
There's definitely,
and what's funny is like, one of my more favorite WrestleManias, I didn't pick because it was just like, I don't really like the song all that much. Like, to me, I love 31, the San Francisco one. Like, where, like, the one where, like, Seth did the fucking heist at the end. Like, I just thought that was such a fun fucking Mania. And like, I always love when things are outside. Like, I love whenever it's a fucking daytime show. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels different. It doesn't look like fucking every fucking arena they ever run.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, like, WrestleMania's always look different. But to me, when it's outside and it's fucking bright out, like, I think that looks just so fucking cool. But yeah, man, like, they're like, the song for that was just, I was like, oh, this
I know exactly which one you're talking about, because yeah, that it's was like, what
Rise or whatever.
Yeah, it was one of those that, like, I remember that song vividly, because for that Mania, that girl I talked about who fucking got the same tattoo I did, her stepdad worked at this bar. It's called The Rocks. It's here in Chicago. And they showed WrestleMania. They showed wrestling pay-per-views, and we went there for WrestleMania. And it was that Mania specifically, because I remember, like, at the end of the night, everyone was kind of just like, ugh. But then, yeah, Seth goes to fucking cash in, and the, like...
Yeah, dude, because everybody thought, like, it was like, oh, here we go. The thing nobody wants. They're just going to force feed us. And then fucking he comes running in, and... Dude, it was so like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was so very much the opposite of what everyone...
Fucking swinging that fucking belt like the warrior on the ramp was just so fucking cool.
Oh yeah, dude. Let's go with one of yours, which is, again, was one that before I took the one that you were talking about, this was what I had gone with, and then I was like, oh, you know what? Let me switch it up.
Okay.
Another favorite band of yours. Well, the favorite band of the Golden Eagles, at least, is Snow by Red Hot Chili Peppers, which I really love this song.
I do too. And I like the Chili Peppers. I don't have those same feelings as other Golden Eagles, but I don't know. There's just, I don't know if I ever would have got around to playing a Red Hot Chili Peppers song on here. So I was like, oh, it's a perfect opportunity to, gives me the excuse to, and yeah, I do. I like this song. I like their, as much as I do like their first, like, what is that, 3 or 4 albums were before they got really big and they were like very punk and funk. To me, like, when the Californication, like, when they started this style of, like, more singing and everything, like, this is their fucking sweet spot. And, like, Flea's still playing funk, like, some good funky bass lines and shit. Like,
Back to the Future's Flea.
That's right.
Was this from 23 or 24?
24. Okay. So you took the one Orlando, so I took the other Orlando.
Yeah, I remember watching this WrestleMania.
Which is a good Mania, too.
Yeah, it's a good Mania. It has that fucking Edge versus Undertaker match. Shawn, Flair.
Yeah.
Randy versus Triple H, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, no, that
actually they just they just reviewed this.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
this
shit.
Has the fucking
Floyd Mayweather Big Show.
Yeah, but no, the fucking Little Nate fucking sprinting in.
Oh. Yeah, same thing, but very much like you were mentioning, I love it. Like, Vinny fucking hates Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. I only remember that because he was here earlier. I enjoy them.
He had a fucking shirt on that says, I hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Dude, he fucking vehemently hates the Red Hot Chili Peppers since I've known him. So I've known him now almost 10 years. Never once fucking said anything positive about it. And one of my old coworkers, Juan, he has the logo fucking tattooed on his pec.
Yeah.
And it, like, if he was in a cutoff or, you know, for whatever reason didn't have a shirt on, Vinny was always just like, oh, I fucking hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But yeah, I enjoy them. They're one of those groups where, like you mentioned, play their greatest hits, and I'm like, oh, I know a lot more of their songs than they do. With this one in particular, it's definitely one of the more commercial songs, but like, I think because of the memory with WrestleMania, it's one I've always enjoyed. Like, this one I had in my library already.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a Chili Peppers playlist. They put out some good ones, man.
Of all the songs that we picked, there's only one that wasn't already in my library. It's your second pick, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and honestly, I just felt like I was out of choices. And I was like, this is probably the most, like, besides The Weeknd or Flo Rida. Because the last, like, 10 years have just been back and forth between Flo Rida and fucking Weeknd. So, and I was like, well, Scrum took a Flo Rida song, so I can't fucking, I don't want to double up on same episode.
You could have. Listen, there's no rules. This is our fucking, this is our show. We're the captains now.
Welcome to my house.
No, this again, it's, I don't understand, like, how people find Red Hot Chili Peppers so offensive.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
not the worst. I don't know. I feel like, I want to know how, like, a Steve Grohl's weed feels. I feel like a Steve Grohl's weed does not like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Steve Feast,
I feel like Steve Feast, I was going to say, but I feel like Steve Feast loves them.
Yeah.
We probably have that backwards.
Possibly. Yeah, Steve Grosby's going to be like, fuck it. Or Steve's going to be like, don't ever fucking say I like those idiots. Hate California. Just like you talked about fucking 2 weeks ago, fucking hate California songs. And fuck New York, too. Like, all right, dude, I'm sorry. I thought we're just making it. He's like, yeah, I know what you're doing. I'm like, sorry.
I know what you're doing, and I don't like it.
And I don't like those California boys. All right. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know if I would pick any other Red Hot Chili Peppers song that wasn't for this either. So it's a good thing, I guess, that we, I don't want to say getting out of the way, but just talking about this one finally.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things with WrestleMania, I don't know if they still do it, honestly, because it's been a while since I've watched the full WrestleMania. But one of my favorite things that they used to do was typically at the end of the night, they would have
the replay, like, or highlight reel. Yeah,
it was like a replay or a highlight reel of the night, you know, of the matches and stuff like that. And
yeah,
with WrestleMania, again, WrestleMania 21 is my first WrestleMania, and I really loved it because they had all like those fun vignettes where you know, didn't put Eddie and Booker doing Pulp Fiction. Kurt and Christy Hemme are doing, you know, Sleepless in Seattle. They have all those movies. And there's this really fucking awesome video, you know, with Stone Cold. He's, you know, it's a Gladiator parody. Yeah. And there's two theme songs for this WrestleMania. And they play the first one, which is straight up, it's just every early 2000s song that they use for a pay-per-view. Yeah, it's probably like three.
Saliva or something.
No, it's like a... It's more like a dad band. It's like a 3 Days Grace or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, one of those fucking bands. And it gets to that, and you have Stone Cold who goes, you know, fuck. No, they're playing the highlight reel of the Hall of Fame, and then it gets to Stone Cold. It's like swooping music. And he's like, my name is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and tonight I unleash hell. And then fucking this song starts to play. And dude, I'm getting goosebumps literally now fucking talking about it. And that's just always what it reminds me of. Because it's just like highlights of everything. You know? Like fucking...
Yeah, that lasts like 10 minutes of the show or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like I would say, right, I'll tell you when. Like right now it's the fucking Eddie versus Ray match. But, so I had that. I had WrestleMania 21 on DVD. My buddy Salman burned it for me. So I watched it from beginning to fucking end. And most recently, I bought it last summer on DVD. And I'll put it in just to watch this. So it's like, I have it memorized, dude. Like it's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. I should know. I think it's like... Right now, yeah, it's like Eddie and Ray, they're shaking hands and they're fucking wrestling and shit. Chain wrestling. God, what a great fucking WrestleMania. I don't care what it says. The only weak matches on that show, again, Aki Bono versus fucking Big Show. And then like Trish versus Christy Hemme. Mm-hmm. I could do without Hulk Hogan fucking big booting Muhammad Hassan. Yeah, dude, this one just does it for me.
Yeah, and I had told you like I put on a playlist that started at WrestleMania 16, and it was going through them, and I was like, God, these are just fucking garbage songs, and I was like, oh, what, this song isn't bad. What is this? And I look, and it's fucking Big Time. God damn it.
This WrestleMania features the best wrestling, the best WrestleMania match ever. And I refuse to hear otherwise. And that, of course, is fucking Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle, dude. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right now, right when it does this, that's where fucking Shawn Michaels does the fucking moonsault off the rope and fucking...
Yeah.
Kurt gets out of the way. Shawn goes crashing through it.
You know, it's another one that I think is actually... is... 19, I think, is is better than 17 also. Like,
yeah.
Like, that was one that I, when I watched that, that had some fucking great matches. Because the angle thing reminded me, because that's the Lesnar versus Angle match.
Mm-hmm. So. Right now is when fucking Roddy Piper is hosting Piper's Pit with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Carlito comes out and says, "You two are uncool," and fucking spits the apple, and then Austin hits fucking Carlito with the stunner, and then he fucking hits Roddy Piper with one. You have John Cena and Batista's coronations, you know, as fucking champions. Randy Orton versus Undertaker. That first Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah, that was like legend killer fucking Randy Orton, too.
Yeah. And there was a just like some documentary or something with Randy Orton that I was watching where he talked about how he was like fucked up and like missed fucking practice for the match. Or like he shows up to the Hall of Fame like fucked up, and the cameraman's like, "Yo, hey, wake up, wake up," and like they have it on camera. He's just like, mm. "Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Randy Orton used to be a fuck up." Right here, yeah, Batista bombs and then gets up on the turnbuckle and holds up the belt.
Two weeks in a row, we talk about Randy Orton on here.
Hey, listen, that Randall Keith Orton.
That's right.
Hell of a man. St. Louis, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe we'll visit his hometown.
That's right.
Yeah, again, this next song, though, not bad, but also not the fucking, you know, not the end-all be-all. And this would be off, what, WrestleMania 26, 27?
Okay.
Or no, maybe, I think it's like 28. Which is
Oh God! I'm trying to remember. I think it was 27.
Let me see. Because actually,
it was Atlanta 27.
Oh, okay, because I was like next year. I wind up going to that WrestleMania.
The Miami one?
That was the first WrestleMania I went to, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what...
That was around the... So 29 is around the time I'm like... I'm not watching wrestling. But like... I'm starting to like... get like... I don't even know how you say it. Like, it's kind of starting to re-enter my peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, I remember a guy I worked with went to it, and he was showing me, he's like, "Oh, yeah, check out this." And he's showing me, like, the how they did, like, the palm trees on the fucking, the trestles or whatever the fuck those things are.
Well, that's for 28. Because this one's in Atlanta.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Wasn't 29 was Miami?
28 was Miami because it was The Rock versus Cena 2, Punk versus Jericho, Bryan versus Sheamus. That's like the famous like 18 second match with Bryan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, either way, so it was around that time. Yeah.
That's around the time I kind of get back into it, because it's I'm watching at this point, but I'm also in high school and like I have a job. It's not until CM Punk starts essentially with the Summer of Punk stuff that gets me back into it. This is in April. Actually, I have it right in front of me. In April, so in 3 months as Summer of fucking Punk starts back up. So yeah, it's essentially 3 months from now where I get back into wrestling.
I don't know. Like, and this is like, I feel like, and I don't even know it, but like this, I feel like this very much lends itself to that promo package, right? Like, I feel like I've seen this music put to many like highlight reels of wrestling.
Do you remember what the main event was for the show?
Atlanta? Hold on. This would have been Taker Punk or Taker Triple H 1 or 2 actually. But
no, there was no Taker, Sean.
No, not Sean. Triple H.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Taker Triple H 2. 2 out of 3. And then so this would have been, or no, this would have been one. Kane, I can't remember. No, he fought Triple H earlier. So this would have been Miz Cena?
In the last match, John Cena challenged WWE Champion The Miz, accompanied by Alex Riley. During the match, Cena delivered the five knuckle shuffle to Miz. Cena attempted the attitude adjustment, but Miz countered with a DDT. There was a lot of back and forth action until The Miz executed the skull crushing finale and Cena executed an attitude adjustment on The Miz, both for near falls. Both men fought outside the ring, knocking each other out in the process and were counted out. The Rock came out to intervene when a message from the anonymous Raw general manager arrived. The Rock went to read it but then disregarded it and restarted the match under no disqualification, no count out, no time limit stipulations. Cena dragged Miz back in the ring and attempted an attitude adjustment. The Rock stalked Cena from behind and performed a rock bottom on him in vengeance for the attitude adjustment 6 nights prior. Taking advantage, The Miz then pinned Cena for the win, retaining the WWE Championship, and became the second heel to win the main event of WrestleMania. After the match, The Rock had a stare down with Miz until The Rock delivered a spinebuster in people's elbow. WrestleMania 27 went off the air with The Rock posing on the top of the turnbuckle for the fans. So, 13 years later, Drew, this fucking piece of shit still inserting himself into the main event.
Yeah.
This, thankfully, was a rockless fucking WrestleMania. But, dude, this song hypes me the fuck up. Like, I didn't care for it prior, but being there at that WrestleMania, they played it so much that whole weekend. To me, this should just be the WrestleMania theme song. Like, it should just be the song going forward. You can put another one in there, but of course, I'm talking about fucking Green Light by Pitbull featuring Flo Rida and Lunch Money Lewis. Saw this shit live, brother.
Yep. Yeah, man, this one is a... fucking, you also could not fucking escape this song that weekend. Like,
it was everywhere,
dude.
Like, that's why we fucking were like, all right, I guess we love fucking Green Light now. And we go live it up. And also, not a bad song.
Yeah, not too bad.
Takes me right back.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes me back to like, all right, I got about 5 minutes to go take a piss and get a drink.
Very much the same.
Yeah.
I watched most of it.
Yeah.
It does also remind me of how this was the Mania where the Hardys came out.
Yes.
For whatever reason, people have been like, oh, my favorite thing around WrestleMania, seeing all the dumb fucking things that people think are going to happen. Yeah. Like, one thing that I saw going around was like, oh, there's a possibility of MJF costing Cody Rhodes the main event. I can guarantee MJF is not fucking interrupting the main event of WrestleMania.
It might be a fucking 1 out of 300 billion possibility.
Nope.
But I guess there's a possibility.
Sure. And in a Dr. fucking Dr. Strange, Dr. Manhattan fucking sort of way. Yeah. Yes. But also, it's not happening.
No.
But another one is that people were like, Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy are going to show up in the ladder match like they did at this Mania. But I'm like, Jeff is still in their contract. I don't think they renewed Matt, but I'm like, Jeff is still in the contract. And again, just the way the internet's just like, yeah, I could see that happening. Like, all of a sudden, Matt Hardy's been wrestling the last 5 years, and no one gave a fuck. Now all of a sudden, everyone's a Matt Hardy fan.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
No, I don't. I don't want to fucking see that at all. Like,
no. Also, Jeff Hardy just walked out to WWE.
Yeah.
We don't give it up. I think this song fucking, this is a banger.
Yeah. Yeah, that is one of those where it's like, I still like, though, when I think about like just hearing the fucking, that fucking theme song, the Hardys, like, it still gives me fucking chills. Like it was fucking like I was fucking nuts.
What's funny is I hadn't heard any rumor about it. I didn't even think anything about it.
Yeah.
And I remember we're sitting there and Nick leans over and goes, it's the Hardys. I'm like, what? And then fucking, yeah, boom, they come out. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my, I remember, and this was one like, and we like, it still should have been, like, it just should have, like, even though it wasn't great, like, it should have been. But I do like his final match. But like, I was like, oh, this is gonna be the last Taker match too. Like, it's gonna be great. Like, I'm gonna be able to see the last fucking Taker match, which is like, you know. And then it's like, no, never mind. He's gonna do it again.
It's like, I'm gonna keep putting on shitty matches.
Yeah. Yeah, because this one is like, you think he gets even concussed in this one, like, right away, and like, yeah, can't fucking do anything.
Dude, if it wasn't concussions, it was his fucking deteriorating hips.
Yeah. Well, both. I mean, he also couldn't, like, but like, yeah, I mean, but I do like the thing, like, the fucking cinematic match with AJ, like, it was fine. Like, it was a cool way to, like, all right, you're able to cut and paste and make it a decent thing, so like, fucking go with it. So
I've never been big on cinematic matches, like, yeah. That was the thing I remember when the fucking Hardy Delete stuff was hot and everyone was like, isn't it the best? I was like, I've never watched it. I have zero interest in watching unless it is a straight up fucking what do you call it, that, unless it is just a straight up wrestling match, I don't care.
I know, unless it's the Stadium Stampede, like,
even that, I never watched that.
So yeah, only an AEW guy.
Never even watched those. Like, you know, again, everyone's like, "Oh, is this so crazy?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, it's the best."
No, I thought to me the 35. Like, I thought those two, like, they came out with like the Taker one, and then the next night the fucking Bray Cena thing, I was just like, this is fucking insane and I love it. Like, I remember like fucking Way talking about like how much he fucking loved it too, and I was just like, yeah, like, it's so fucking weird, and like, I hope to never see it again, but it was fucking great for one night. And yeah, but like, some of that other stuff is just like, yeah, they kind of like, it's one of those things where it's like, it was cool at first, and then it's like, all right, well, now we're trying too much.
It's funny that you mentioned John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. I know, because
that's what I think of.
Yeah, because they had two matches. People seem to forget. Mm-hmm. They had two matches. And the first match, very fucking awesome promo that used this song, which is, of course, Legacy off the Marshall Mathers LP 2. Good CD. Good album.
Yeah. So this is when I get back into it finally, after like a 13-year hiatus. So like, yeah, man, like, I was I started watching the, it's weird because even back in like when I started watching in 96, like, I started watching the Monday after SummerSlam in 1996, and then I started watching the Monday after SummerSlam 2013. So like, this was my first Mania after starting rewatching.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was so much fun and I loved it. I wasn't gonna fucking pick Kid Rock. You know, one thing I do remember is this fucking promo.
Like John Cena, he's like, you're like a thoroughbred horse. You keep winning and winning and winning, which Bray should have won.
Yeah.
Yep. You let the Miz beat fucking Cena, but not Bray Wyatt.
Exactly. But speaking of that, I'm kind of like that fucking Peacock special looks pretty cool. Like, I'm definitely gonna check that out.
I saw the preview for it, and it's one of those things with me where it's like, after
I know you're not a big,
I mean, guy. To me it was just like there was so much to do with the Wyatt family, and they fucked it every chance they got.
Yeah,
every single chance. Like, I was a big fan of Bray, but I feel bad that like they fucked him every chance they could. Yeah. Vince McMahon specifically.
Yep.
You know. And it's a bummer that things were seeming to be in an upswing before he, you know, ultimately he passed. Because it's always like,
and that's what's crazy too, is like, because you had all those guys that were like I remember listening to like Stone Cold's podcast at the time, and like, you know, Cornette's at the time, like, and all these guys that were older, and they were all just like, this guy is fucking amazing. Like, he has it, you know. And then, like, it's just like you said, like, yeah, this fucking match where it's like, yeah, this is like the turning point, and you lose. And then the next year, it's like, yeah, you're ready to fucking take over for The Undertaker, because, you know.
Oh, no, you lose again.
Yeah, you lose again. Like, yeah, it's just like, what the fuck is going on? And then we got the I don't care. And you may fucking hate it, but dude, when I was at fucking 33 and the fucking Bugs came on the fucking mat, I was like, ah, that's fucking awesome. Like, that's hilarious. Like, I used to love the shit they would do with him. Like, it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Nah, man. It was just some of that shit where I was like, what are you doing? But
and even that, I think he came in as champion and lost it to Randy.
Yeah, he that's the one he loses to Randy. I think next year he's in the fucking, I think he's in like the Andre Battle Royale. Oh no, because Matt Hardy wins the Battle Royale. I'm not sure what he did that next one. But yeah, no, I mean, I'll definitely check it out. You know, that's the one thing where it's like, I enjoy their documentaries and stuff like that. So be interested to see to watch it, at least, you know, because again, there's gonna be a lot of behind the scenes stuff too. All right, let's see. I pulled up.
And I don't know.
Every Bray Wyatt WrestleMania match ranked from worst to best.
Okay.
So yeah, The Fiend at number 5, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
That was The Fiend?
Wait, that was at WrestleMania 37.
Okay. So
WrestleMania 33 is Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. I can't believe they did that twice. We've talked about all his matches. He has 2 against Cena, 1 against Taker, and then 2 against Randy.
So he didn't have one at 34.
I guess not. I don't know.
New Orleans? New Orleans, the second New Orleans?
Yeah, he's just 37, 33, 36, 31. And
yeah, so 30. He must not have. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'll be, you know, looking forward to checking that out. You know, who knows if it's good enough? Maybe we review it. But yeah, man. Like I said, this week was WrestleMania week, so I figured now would be as good as fucking time as any to, you know, review WrestleMania. Honestly, it's. I mean, we're not gonna review WrestleManias in matches or anything like that. I wouldn't even know how to do play-by-play. But I think it was fun taking this little trip down WrestleMania Lane.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Maybe at next time we can do, like, wrestling pay-per-view themes instead of specifically WrestleMania, because, yeah, based on what we both saw, I don't know if there's going to be a WrestleMania part two, you know?
Yeah. I just got news. I think I'll be seeing you in St. Louis, my friend.
Yeah. We'll be visiting the home of Randy Orton. But
after hours. After
hours, yeah. Until then, you guys, for this week's volume of Scrumptious Music Box, I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
And this is friend of the show, Randall Keith Orton.